CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The UN Security Council on Thursday strongly condemned the killing of a Chinese citizen and a Norwegian citizen by Islamic State militants. The Council expressed their sympathy and condolences to the families of the victims, as well as the Chinese and Norwegian governments, while stressing that IS must be defeated. The Chinese national Fan Junhui was captured by IS earlier this year. The Chinese government on Thursday confirmed his death. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang have both strongly condemned the killing. Xi Jinping says China will resolutely crack down on all terrorist activities. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting concluded on Thursday in Manila, the Philippine capital. At the end of the two-day summit, the 21 member economies issued a joint declaration focused on inclusive economic growth. The leaders agreed to build inclusive economies by supporting comprehensive and ambitious structural reforms so as to achieve positive economic, social, and environmental outcomes and promote good governance. They have also called for increased international cooperation and solidarity in fighting against terrorism. Next year, the annual meeting will be held in Peru. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called on all the 21 APEC economies to boost win-win cooperation in pursuit of common prosperity. He made the remarks at the 23rd APEC Economic Leaders Meeting on Thursday, saying that the Asia-Pacific region is still the locomotive driving the world economy. The Chinese president urged all the members to make use of the platform of APEC and step up win-win cooperation so as to continue leading global growth. A collection of speeches and works by Hu Yaobang, the late General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, has been published by the People's Publishing House. The book has been released to commemorate what would have been Hu's 100th birthday on November 20th. The publisher's statement issued on Thursday says the book includes Hu's writing and speeches from 1952 to 1986, many published for the first time. The statement said these works highlight ideas put forward by Hu for China's development as well as his noble character. Police in East China's Zhejiang province have busted the country's largest underground banking case, which involved transactions totaling 410 billion yuan or 64 billion U.S. dollars. A total of 100 suspects from 8 gangs have been detained since the police launched the investigation in September last year. Police say the gangs were loosely united by a ringleader, Zhao, who operated dozens of shell companies for foreign exchange transactions and money laundering in Hong Kong. The Ministry of Public Security said China has faced an increasingly arduous and complicated problem with unapproved financial institutions often used for laundering money obtained from corruption, online gambling, and fraud. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with Indian Minister of Home Affairs Rajnath Singh in Beijing on Thursday. The two countries pledged further investment and security cooperation. Li Keqiang said China welcomed Indian companies aiming to invest in China and hoped India could provide more opportunities for Chinese investment. The Premier also called on the two sides to strengthen exchanges and cooperation in counterterrorism and fighting against transnational crimes. The Indian official said India was ready to conduct regular exchanges and cooperation with China on security and law enforcement. He also called on the two countries to properly handle disputes through dialogue and consultation in order to maintain peace in border areas. The lower house of the French Parliament voted on Thursday to extend the national state of emergency for 3 months after last week's deadly attacks. After approval in the National Assembly, the measure goes to the Senate on Friday, where it is likely to also win approval. The state of emergency expands police powers to carry out arrests and searches. It also allows authorities to forbid the movement of persons and vehicles at specific times and places. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said on Thursday it has approved the first genetically engineered animal intended for food. The FDA said in a statement it has approved an application for a small company called AquaBounty Technologies for AquaVantage Salmon, an Atlantic salmon that reaches market size more quickly than non-GE farm-raised Atlantic salmon. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.